Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 1 to 3. If God is for us, then who can be against us? We read in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 like this. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Jeremiah chapter 1 concludes with a charge that God gives to the young Jeremiah, telling him that he had to fulfill his prophetical calling. God further promised Jeremiah that he will divinely enable him to complete his mission. Now Jeremiah had to face a formidable enemy that included the entire land of Judah, starting from the leadership to the religious establishment and down to the lowest person in the land. Furthermore, God promises Jeremiah that his audience would not sit still but would fiercely fight against the prophet and his uncompromising messages. The best part of God's promise was that Jeremiah's enemies would not be able to overcome him. And this promise would be repeated again in chapter 15, verses 19 and 20. Even though the king, priests, princes, and the people of Judah would combine together to resist Jeremiah and his unpopular message, God would be with him to fight for him and deliver him. There are seven things to note about God's commission to Jeremiah. Number one, it was difficult for the youthful Jeremiah to confront his elders with a message of denunciation, but now God had ordered him to do just that. Number two, Jeremiah had to speak everything that God had commanded without holding anything back. Number three, Jeremiah was not to be dismayed by the response of the people, whether it was condescension or a threat. Number four, if Jeremiah did not speak God's word due to dismay, God would surely dismay him before the people. Number five, if Jeremiah spoke God's word faithfully, everyone great or small in Judah would oppose him. Number six, Jeremiah's confidence would be based upon God's promise to make him victorious in spite of the opposition. And number seven, Jeremiah's only resource was a promise of God to be with the prophet always and deliver him. Let us remember today that our sufficiency is from God. When God calls us to do a task for him, he does not ask us if we are able, but only if we are available to do his will. Let us join with the Apostle Paul and make the following declaration today. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.